Good morning, office. Mail time. Let's see what we got here. Water bill. Hopefully we have the money for that. Electric bill? They send these things at the same time? What's more important? Water or electric? Huh? Los Estados Unidos Mexicanos? What does the Mexican government want with me? Dalton T. Globe. This is a formal notice that you've been charged with the following crimes. 1 count, trespassing on historical land sites. 1 count, plundering of historical land sites. 1 count, destruction of historical land sites. You are hereby ordered to present yourself in Mexico City for trial. Address attached below. Have a good day. Well, between water and electric, I think I'll take freedom. Professor Burton? Dalton Globe here. No, I can't say I'm doing great at the moment. Would you be able to recommend me a lawyer, hopefully one that is budget-friendly? Do they have to be a good one? Yeah, I think it's probably best if they're a good one. Harbinger Cafe at 11 a.m. Yeah, got it. I'll be there. Thanks, Professor. I owe you again.
You stole it. That's robbery. I could have told you that before law school. No, it's not burglary. The difference is that burglary is when you actually enter a structure with the intent to commit theft. You did that too. Lovely. Will I represent you? I have to go. I'll call you back in a few. Excuse me, are you Dalton Globe?
I am. Quinn S. Calderwood?
Yeah, that's me.
Professor Burton said you like decaf coffee.
Yes, thank you.
You're the only lawyer I've met that drinks decaf.
Trust me, there is more than enough calf in my life. Don't you ever realize how the world has gone to chaos? How much was this coffee?
Don't worry about it. It's a retainer.
I'm proving the point.
Oh, it was $7.
$7. One coffee. Madness. Not to mention attention spans have been cut in half. Inflation is over 3%, and it's 2 degrees hotter today than it was on this day last year. We're doomed, Dalton Globe. All of us are truly doomed.
Okay, I...
And there's nothing we can do about it. It's all chaos.
Are you done?
No, but I'll pause for now.
I'm the curator of the Globe Museum, and on a recent expedition in Mexico, I had to trespass in order to stop some grave robbers from plundering a magic staff. Long story short, now I'm being charged.
And the madness continues.
That's not the end of it. I can't really pay you yet, besides the coffee. But I got a good lead. If it pays off, I can pay you plus 10%.
What is this lead?
The lost plunder of the Woku pirates.
So you're going to pay for your defense in a case charging you with trampling historical land sites by trampling more historical land sites. Brilliant.
In a different country this time.
I don't think you realize how little that matters.
The Mexican government is charging me for the last one. For this hunt, we'll be in Korea.
You'll have 2 different governments charging you for the same crime. That's it. I've had enough of watching people walk themselves right into trouble. I'll represent you, pro bono. But I'm coming with you. I can't let such arrogance just run free.
Well, thank you. That's very kind.
It's obligation.
Can you accept my gratitude anyway?
Fine. But you're getting permits and an itinerary. So, what's a Wukong pirate?
Woku pirates. They were a network of East Asian thieves who reached the height of their power by pillaging the Japanese, Chinese, and Korean coastlines under the leadership of a guy named Wang Zhu. They eventually got so powerful they could take on military garrisons and eventually establish bases all over Asia.
Oh, what brought them down?
Hu Zhongzhen, general of the Ming Dynasty. In 1555, he promised Wang Zhu a pardon if he helped the Ming Dynasty defeat the other pirate lords. When Wang Zhu presented himself, Zhongzhen had him executed.
What about his treasure?
It's been long lost until now. An old contact of mine recently turned up a catalog that lists every fort in the Woku network. It could hold the secret to Xi's fortune.
Why doesn't your contact go after it himself?
Too much work for a guy like this. He makes so much money collecting and dealing. stopping his business to go hunting on a job that might just end in a net loss is too much of a risk.
But not for you.
Not for me. I live for risk.
Sure that you can trust this guy?
Yeah. Why?
A meeting in a nightclub never goes according to plan.
And how many meetings have you had in nightclubs?
None. But in the movies, it always ends with bodyguards being flipped through tables and running and shooting and it's absolute madness.
Relax. Everything is under control.
If this man makes a living through deals, shouldn't he have an office?
This is his office.
This shouldn't be his office.
Look. He has to keep his word. That's currency in this business. If he screwed over a treasure hunter, everyone would know him as the guy who screws over treasure hunters, and nobody would deal with him.
Loeb.
Chen.
What are you doing hanging around here?
Work. You?
I had a meeting.
How did it go?
Good.
Great. Well, best of luck with whatever hunt you're on.
You too. Unless we're on the same case. I hope you're not.
I've never had a problem with you, Chen. There's no need to start now.
The need may present itself. Stay frosty if you want to keep your head. Hello, miss.
Hello, sir. Who was that?
His name's Chen. He's a freelance treasure hunter who walks a gray line. Never exactly a criminal, but often shady with a questionable moral compass, especially when he's being compensated well.
Dalton, take a seat. How are you?
Fine. Yourself?
Enjoying life. I hear that you want to make a deal.
That's right.
What is it that you want?
I heard you have a catalog of all the Woku forts in their network.
Oh, the catalog of Woku forts. Very valuable, especially with Wong Ji's hidden bounty still lost to history.
You know me better than to fall for rumors.
Rumors?
Rumors. It's just a catalog.
You're a bad liar.
Which is why I don't do it.
Wow, a terrible liar.
If the catalog somehow leads to ancient treasure, you can have 15%.
Oh no.
What?
You're a terrible negotiator.
Let me work.
15%. And how much up front?
Up front? You would... theoretically, but probably not because it doesn't actually exist, score 15% of the biggest Japanese pirate treasure of the century. Why do we need to worry about the upfront?
I'll need insurances.
Dalton, it may be best if I take over.
I got this.
So, is there treasure?
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe again.
Dalton, please.
No, it's working.
Ugh.
Dalton, what insurances can you give me?
Don't you take me at my word?
I don't take anyone at their word. 60% of the found goods, in writing.
Whoa, no way.
Then I guess I'll be keeping my map.
Well, I don't want that.
Dalton!
What?
Listen, sir, could you just do me a favor and forget what my client just said?
No.
Don't worry, Quinn. I got him right where I want him.
Oh my god.
Would you two stop bickering and finish the deal?
Yeah, I got a counteroffer. I like 60, except I want 60 in my favor.
So, the treasure is real.
60 in my favor, and I'll tell you.
Dalton.
Almost got him.
Deal.
Nailed it!
Oh, come on.
Let's see that catalog. Oh, wow. That's a lot of forts.
Hold on.
A second page? Seriously?
And a third.
How did these guys have this many forts?
I'm willing to throw in a bonus because you are so generous.
Seriously?
Of course. My experts have referenced other Woku pirate documents, and we recommend this fort here.
Huh. Seems as good a place as any to start.
What about that fort makes you think it's the most viable?
I trust my experts.
Nothing then. Got it. And if you're so sure that the treasure is there, why are you still here?
I make a pile of treasure in here every night.
I don't like it, Dalton.
I do. Let's move. Thank you for your time.
Did you seriously just hand over 40%?
I know. Good deal, right?
No, not a good deal. We're doing all the work. You've got to learn the art of negotiation, of talking to people, of understand when you're getting played.
Chen, you heard. I did what you asked. Send the payment.
Thank you for your cooperation. Payment should be arriving shortly.
Finally, you're here. How did you sleep?
Fine.
Great. I got us a boat so we can head out to that Woku fort.
Okay.
What's wrong?
I was thinking about last night. This doesn't feel right.
A setup?
Maybe. He's greedy. He had to have gotten something out of this. Something we're missing. I'm saying you need to look before you leap, or you're bound to get us in trouble.
Well, I think you need to stop planning everything out so much and accept the fact that life plans have a knack for crumbling apart.
Not if they're good plans.
It doesn't matter what kind of plan it is. It's going to fail. But when life gives you a chance, you should make the most of it right there. Let the future be what it may.
I always say chance favors the prepared mind.
Sounds like a lack of faith in yourself. I always say there's room for improvisation.
The afternoon knows what the morning never suspected.
No plan survives first contact with the enemy.
So you make another plan. A failure to plan is a plan for failure.
Every plan is a plan for failure.
If you don't know where you're going, you'll end up someplace else.
That one doesn't even make sense.
Yes, it does.
Would you just get in the boat?
Fine. Great view. The ocean, the open fields.
The ancient pirate fort that could be full of treasure.
Where?
Right there. Have a look through these.
Huh. There it is.
Just a little further.
Do you ever stop and appreciate it? All the incredible places you go?
Always. Enjoy it while you're here. It must be hard to get time off in your line of work.
Yeah. So different from my little office. What used to be my little office?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Did you say, what used to be your office?
No.
Are you a real lawyer?
Yes. It's just, I'm a little unemployed right now.
Wait, what?
I'm still a lawyer. I got fired this week is all.
What happened?
I had an open and shut case. Fingerprints. Caught the guy on video and everything. And he was a real rotten apple, too. Stole a bunch of jewelry from a retirement home.
How did he beat the case?
One of his buddies crashed his car into mine on the highway. Made to look like an accident, but I knew him. He's in the same gang. I didn't make it to court on time, and the judge had to dismiss him.
Can't you explain?
Make excuses? No.
There's a difference between an excuse and a reason.
Maybe, but nobody will hire a lawyer with a loss like that on their record.
So this is your vacation?
This is my long shot. If I can somehow get you out of this trouble with the Mexican government, I'll prove myself again. Hopefully I'll get an offer from another firm and get some stable ground under my life again.
Stable ground is overrated.
Well, so is blind faith. I don't have a good tolerance for the ambiguous.
You'll be okay, I promise.
Lots of dust in here.
Yeah, nobody has been in here for centuries. Let's take a look around.
I think I have something. Can you read this?
Let me see. I'm writing in request of urgent support. My men and I have recently taken a vase destined for Ming Castle. This vase, the size of 2 men high and 1 in width, is the most valuable piece of treasure we've taken in all our lives. For safekeeping, it's being transported to my personal fort. Relay reinforcements there immediately. Wang Zhu.
A Ming vase? That big?
Ming vases are already extremely rare and valuable. If a new one was uncovered, especially this size, It would be worth hundreds of thousands. The exhibit would be huge. Let's get to Wang Zhu's fort.
Look, a plane.
What about it?
I think it's circling.
Huh. I think so.
There it goes. Never mind.
More like here it comes. Move! Get back in the fort! Are you okay?
Yeah. What now?
Down here.
This is what I was talking about, Dalton.
What?
We should have seen this coming!
That's a fighter jet, Quinn. What was I supposed to do? Pack an RPG? Keep going!
Where?
To the bunker. We need to get underground before that plane tears the fort apart. Down here, go.
What's that sound?
You're cue to duck.
What?
Get down. Are you okay?
Yeah. I can't believe the bunker held.
These forts were built to withstand flaming catapults. But even I'm surprised we're still in one piece.
Where's the plane?
The pilot must have thought he completed his mission, which was obviously killing us.
Okay. So, what do we do now?
We can use our deaths to our advantage. We need to get to Japan and reach Wang Zhu's fort.
Dalton Globe is dead. How? I've seen him survive worse. Call it paranoid if you want. You don't know who you're dealing with. I'll make arrangements for insurance. Passcode 48291. It's Chen. Activate Sleeper Cell 3. Position the agents in key ports. Target is Dalton Globe and anyone with him. I want to know the moment you see him. Because I don't believe he's dead even for a second.
Arcadia 19.